But there is an airy spiritual component too, a belief that anyone can be an artist, and ideally everyone should be. This is the principle behind much of the self-help creativity industry. The notion, promulgated in best-selling books like Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear, that every person contains vast reservoirs of creative potential. To access your creativity, Gilbert maintains, is to self-actualize. This, she writes, is the central question upon which all creative living hinges. Do you have the courage to bring forth the treasures that are hidden within you? It is hard not to be skeptical of a sentence like that. In fact, the sickly odor of snake oil hovers over much of the creative living enterprise. It may be no accident that one of the most forceful formulations of this thesis arrived in Jonah Lehrer's Imagine How Creativity Works, the 2012 pop neuroscience book that was recalled by its publisher, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, after it was discovered to contain Bob Dylan quotes of Lehrer's own invention. The proselytizers for creative living proffer a slippery, hard sell. You can tap into your creative side if you just learn how, preferably by buying this book or attending this workshop. Of course, this egalitarian theory of creativity ignores everything we know about the apportionment of artistic gifts, the fact that some people are simply better at making things than others. It also elides the structural impediments, the lack of free time and ample resources and good education that prohibit millions from pursuing an origami hobby, let alone finding a career in a creative field. Faith in creativity can be especially robust among those blessed with talent. Consider Kanye West. There's no doubting his creativity. He makes great records, designs strange shoes, summons outrages from thin air. He also maintains one of the world's most arresting Twitter feeds, where he boasts about his sneaker enterprise. The creative make the final decisions here, and he offers homilies to his peers. As a creative, your ideas are your strongest form of currency. In October, he took to Twitter to renounce his high-profile flirtation with Trumpism. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative, he said.